Yesterday, two state departments announced an Alaska-wide multicultural effort to recruit youth and employers into apprenticeship programs. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
State Department of Labor and Workforce Development Commissioner Click Bishop began by describing the rewards apprenticeship offers employers and trainees.
Registered apprenticeship helps Alaska's youth plug directly into the labor market. Apprenticeship also works for Alaska employers. They're able to establish training standards and develop a loyal and a local workforce.
The new multicultural, multi-language approach was conceived by Norma Lucero with the State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Civil Rights Office. The DOT already has several apprentice programs, but Lucero felt the apprenticeship recruitment efforts bypassed too many Alaskans, especially youth and their parents, where English was not the primary family language. Lucero says that situation has now changed.
The website and our outreach efforts will be available in English, Spanish, Korean, Tagalog, Yupik, Inupiat, Russian, Samoan, Hmong, and French.
Lucero then unveiled the new apprenticeship website. The Labor Department's apprenticeship coordinator, Jerry Andrews, said the new effort fills an existing recruitment gap.
We're able to affect many young people that we normally, I don't want to say would slight, but the reality is that now what we can do is dig down and we can see the real effect of true multiculturalism.
Andrews himself completed unregistered apprentice training. While he praises the employer of his youth, he says becoming an apprentice with the state registered apprenticeship program carries definite advantages for both the trainee and the employer.
Most employers know what they want out of an employee. What the Department of Labor does and what the Office of Apprenticeship does is put only the structure together to make sure that that individual is qualified as a journey level worker at the end of their apprenticeship.
Besides apprentices, the Department of Labor is also trying to recruit more employers. This is Len Anderson.